The corner. The corner. The corner. Hey, welcome. Come on into Cousin Ed's Corner. This podcast where you'll find real, authentic conversation. Organic conversation. Unscripted, unfiltered conversation. Like your own with your cousin. It's all about life. It's about finance. It's about spirituality. It's about love and everything in between. I'm your host, Cousin Ed. I'm excited to bring you along on this journey. So sit back and listen in as we dive into a wide range of topics. I have some diverse guests coming on with an array of thoughts and opinions. My goal is to create a space all for us to connect and communicate. It's not really about me. It's about the community as a whole. Let's enjoy it. Let's sit back. Let's think about our past. Let's move into our future. It's about
the corner, the corner, the corner. So no matter how you cut it or slice it, we're all here together. I'm just here to give you peace of my heart, my mind, my soul, and my mentals. So sit back, relax, and enjoy another episode of Cousin Ed's Corner. The corner, the corner, the corner. What's going on, fam? What's going on, fam? It's your boy, Cousin Ed. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Cousin Ed's Corner. We're back at it again. Another motivational Monday. Whew. Hopefully, y'all had a great, great weekend. Hopefully, your week is starting off wonderful. Things are crazy. Things are crazy. Things are crazy. Busy. Been traveling. Glad to be sitting back in the lab, being able to speak to you. So, very, very happy to be back. Before I get into the show, let's go ahead and this. I want to say thank you. I can say thank you. I appreciate each and every one of you for this being a part of the community, for sharing the show. Continue to share the show. Go to the top of the page right now. Hit like, hit share, hit follow. Any of those things, that is your call to action. Share the show with your friends, family, and loved ones. Be sure that they are also following the show and subscribing to the show. That way, you know when the show comes out and you get all the updates from the show. So please be sure to do that. If you have any questions, please reach out to me, 762-333-2032. You can send me a text message. Also, if you go to any social media platform, you can DM me on any social media platform under Cousin Ed's Corner. Cousin Ed's Corner. Lastly, if you want to email me, email the show, info@cousinedscorner.com. That's info@cousinedscorner.com. All right. All that out the way. I got a text this morning and it was interesting. And they said, can you speak on it? So I wanted to, you know, a lot of this show is organic and random, but this came about and I wanted to speak on this. They said, this may be something you want to speak to others about and ask them this question, right? How do you want to be remembered? What do you want to be remembered for? How do you want to be remembered? And what do you want to be remembered for? And I wanted to just speak on that for a minute and tie that in with just motivating us all to be the best person we can be. But every day, every moment, every chance you get, you should think about how you want to be remembered. And my first memory of this, my first thought of this, it wasn't so much how I want to be remembered. I'm gonna throw this in. I always thought about what did I want my grandmother to think of me, right? Now, I'm saying I'm not perfect. My grandmother would probably be upset with a lot of stuff I've done in my life. But my memory of thinking about being remembered or thought of came from what would I want my grandmother to think of me, right? When I was in school plays or I playing basketball or anything I accomplished, I wanted to know what would she think at this moment, right? So I flipped this around and I'm still going to keep the same question. How do you want to be remembered? And what I want to be remembered for, right? Two things, right? How I want to be remembered, what I want to be remembered for. But I think I'm answering the same question first of all, the bigger question is, do you care about what other people think? So let's start there, right? And if you value what other people think, right, and you and I would say you value the people who are closest to you, the most important people to you, right? Everybody comes after that. If you care about what they think, how do you want them to remember you? I had a show a couple weeks ago where Destrian Wells and AJ Woodson gave me a living eulogy, right? That's how I want to be remembered. When people can give you flowers while you're here and tell you some of the great things about you, people who could call you to the carpet and tell you what you need to change and know that you're a great person and you want to change, you want to be better. In that sense, that's how I want to be remembered. That's how I would say I want to be remembered. I want to be remembered as someone who always set out to help others and always try to be a better person. Fell short many days, fell short many times, but I continue every day to be a better person and help others. Giving back, being selfless. So that question I posed to you that was posed to me this morning, let me make sure I get it down again. How do you want to be remembered? And then they said, what do I want to be remembered for? What do you want to be remembered for? Ask yourself those questions. You could DM me. You could post it on social media. I might do a poll out there so you can post some things. But think about that. We all should be striving to be a better person. And let your legacy speak for itself. You don't have to do anything else. Let it speak for itself. All right. It's your boy, Cousin Ed. I love each and every one of you. Don't forget to subscribe to the show. Follow the show. Share the show with your friends, family, and loved ones. I am out of here. I'll be back Wednesday. Peace. Love y'all. Thank you for listening to Cousin Ed.